迦牟尼佛。
南无本师释迦牟尼佛。
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 无上甚深为妙法。
无上甚深为妙法。
百千万劫难遭遇。
百千万劫难遭遇。
我今见闻得受持。
我今见闻得受持。
愿解如来真实义。
愿解如来真实义。
南无释迦牟尼佛的。南无释迦牟尼佛的。南无释迦牟尼佛的。The unsurpassed, deep, profound, subtle, wonderful Dharma, in hundreds of thousands of millions of eons, is difficult to encounter. I vow, see and hear it, receive and uphold it, and I vow to fathom the Tathagata's true and actual meanings.
发大人觉经为佛弟子常于昼夜自心诵念发大人觉
In so far as the Buddha's disciples they should read day and night piously and earnestly the eight enlightenmentsOf great men of wisdom and virtue sutra.
第一觉悟，世间无常，国土为脆，四大苦空，五阴无我，生灭变异，虚伪无主，心是二元，行为最首，如是观察，见离生死。
The first enlightenment, everything in this world is impermanent. The land is dangerous and fragile. The four elements which all things are made of earth, water, fire, and wind cause suffering and does not exist independently or unconditionally. The five substances of a living beingDo not make up a real self. Formation, extinction, change, and decay are illusory and uncontrollable. The mind is the root of evil. The body, the cause of all affections. Observing all phenomena from this point of view, one will gradually escape from the sufferings.Of birth and death.
第二觉知，多欲为苦，生死疲劳从贪欲起，少欲无为，身心自在。
The second enlightenment, many desires cause the sufferings. The cycle of birth and death is tiring.It is caused by our greedy desires. Less desires and letting things take their own course will let our body and mind be at ease and carefree.
第三觉知，心无厌足，唯得多求，增长罪恶。菩萨不尔，常念知足，安贫守道。
The third enlightenment, nothing satisfies the mind. One seeks for more, increasing one's affections. The bodhisattva is not that list. The bodhisattva always keeps contentment in mind and peace with being poor and abiding by the path.He sees nothing but only wisdom.
第四觉知，懈怠、堕落、常行精进、破烦恼恶、 摧伏世魔出阴界狱。
The fourth enlightenment, the living being is lazy and degenerate. One must practice diligence in one's spiritual cultivation in order to break away from the evils caused by afflictions and destroy and vanquish the four kinds of demons.So that one may be releasing from the prisons of the five substance and the three realms.
一思生死，菩萨常念，广学多闻，增长智慧，成就辩才，教化一切，悉以大乐。
The fifth enlightenment, the living beingsundergoes birth and death due to ignorance. The bodhisattva is always mindful to take delight in learning widely and listening extensively in order to increase his wisdom. He then attains immeasurable eloquenceteaching all living beings to reach the great happiness of Nirvana.
第六觉知，贫苦多怨，恨结恶缘，菩萨布施，等念冤亲，不念旧恶，不憎恶人。
The sixth enlightenment, the poor harbor many resentments, which causes themto create bad affinity or relationships with other people. The bodhisattva's giving is equal regardless of friend or enemy. He does not bear formal grudge, nor does he hate or ever enemy.Or bad people.
第七觉悟，五欲过患，虽为俗人，不染世乐，常念三依往波法器，自愿出家，守道清白，泛恨高远，慈悲一切。
The seventh enlightenment, indulge too much in the five desires.Causing troubles, thought a laity or an ordinary householder. One must not be defined by worldly pleasures. Always keep in mind of the three regulation garments, earthenware begging bowl and enchantments used in Buddhist rituals.Make vow to renounce the lay life and join the community of monks and nuns to practice and teach the Dharma full time. Abide by the path and keep one's practice spiritually pure. Purifying one's spiritual cultivation far and beyond.Show loving kindness and compassion equally to all.
第八觉知，生死自然，苦恼无量，发大圣心，普济一切，愿待众生受无量苦，令诸众生毕竟大乐。
The eighth enlightenment, the cycle of birth and death is like.A flame burning continuously. There are innumerable sufferings. One must make the great vow to rescue all living beings. One vows for their sake to help shoulder their immeasurable sufferings so that they may attain the ultimate state of supermean happiness.
如此八事乃是诸佛菩萨大人之所觉悟，精进行道，慈悲修慧，乘法生传之涅槃岸，复还生死，度脱众生。以前八事开导一切，令诸众生觉生死苦，舍离五欲，修心圣道。若佛弟子受此八事，于念念中灭无量罪，进去菩提，速登正觉，永断生死，常住快乐。
This eight truths of life are the way leading to the enlightenment for Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and men of great wisdom and virtue. Diligently practicing the Buddha's teachings toward enlightenment, one grows in loving kindness, compassion, and wisdom, then board the Dharma body boat to get to the other side of the Nirvana shore. One returns to the cycle of birth and death with the purpose of liberating all living beings. The above mentions a truth of life awaken and guide all living beings to readapt the sufferings of birth and death, to eliminate the five desires, and to cultivate a spiritually pure mind. If the Buddha's disciples recite the eight truths of life with every single thought, they could get rid of countless offenses. The Buddha is quickly attained and the ground of enlightenment immediately reaches. Live forever, cut off the cycle of birth and death, and stay always in the state of happiness.
那么接下来呢，我们来看呢八大人觉经的经题。其实呢，这个八大人觉经，我们已经知道八种大人觉悟的修行法门。那么在这里呢，讲到八种大人能够觉醒的修行法门，其实呢，跟我们自己每一个人的身体都非常的重要。怎么说呢？这里的八种大人，我们用这个行为上来说，叫做八正道。可是用内观法来说呢，是属于呢八事。
Next, we are going to expand the title of the Eight Enlightenment Sutra. We understand that the Eight Enlightenment Sutra is about the eight cultivated Dharma doors to be enlightened. This cultivation is related to every human being. How? On one hand, the eight cultivated Dharma doors is also called the Eight Correct Way. On the other hand, it is part of the eight kinds of consciousness.
所谓的八正道，第一要点是在正面。如果你有正面，你才能够正思维。而正面是什么呢？就是善受。你心中涌起的这个善欢喜，接受境界的因缘，才能转成正思维。我们有讲过呢，什么叫正思维？通常我们每一个人呢，碰到境界的时候， 第一个所起的念是为什么别人这样待我，这个是遇境，遇到境界非正思维。如何正思维呢？从心中涌起善受这个境界，然后转动，转动这个对境界的接受，然后思维我为什么要受这个境界所传达给我的不善因缘而受影响。其实我们会发觉很多事情是可以从心中转的，不是死的。
The first main point of the eighth great way is the eighth remembrance, which retains the truth and excluding the false. If you do have the correct remembrance in mind first, you are able to have the correct thought and purpose then. What is meant of the correct thought and purpose? It means kindly acceptance. The kindly thought and joy warm up in your mind first, and you can accept all situations or conditions then. Finally, the correct thoughts and purpose has created. I had ever mentioned before that what is called the correct thoughts and purpose. The first thought comes out from the mind for most of people is full of grumbles. Why do others treat me badly? This cannot be called the correct thoughts and purpose. And how? From your deeply of mind, you warm up a kindly thought to accept all conditions and situations. Once you accept the conditions and situations, you are able to think of the conditions then. Ask yourself, why would I affect by the badly condition or situation? We will realize that many finite things are able to change from the mind. It is not dual.
正思维，你才会呢有正行，有正确的对治境界的方法的行为，然后呢才会想产生相续善业的正业。有这个正业，那么你才会有正命。由于这个八正道呢，是面对境界给我们所产生的环环相扣的这种续因，然后呢，有哪里相应？有我们内在的眼、耳、鼻、舌、身、意，第七输送式跟第八含藏式的运作，才会呢。转成蕴藏我们所谓的色受想行识的五音唱。
First of all, you should have the correct thoughts and purpose in mind. Then your actions have just only followed by the correct rule. Finally, once you have the correct actions, your correct karma deed has created.Because you did create the correct karma deeds, you are able to have the correct livelihood or occupation. The eighth way based on the conditions or situation. It relies on the six sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind.And the sevens and the eight consciousness have worldling, and you are turned to become the five substance. form, feelings, connection, formation, and consciousness.
那么有我们的眼睛，如果你有这个正念的相续，从你心中所涌起就是正念的话，你眼睛看到境界，你会善受，由于善受就会善行。所谓的善行就是正思维了。所以我刚刚有讲到什么叫正念，正念就是善受二字。为什么需要善思维呢？因为很多事情我们都恶思维。怎么说呢？譬如说我现在看到一个人，哦，他还这么年轻，怎么白头发了？那我们应该去想说，哦，那是他的遗传。可是很多时候我们心中起机前，那个灵性是妄想打太多了。为什么妄想会打这么多？太贪心了，我们就会机前境界。在这个时候我们缺少正念，也没有善受。可是如果你转成是善受的话，哦，你看我们心中，你看白头发也不错嘛，蛮好看的，因为眉毛是黑的嘛，对不对？在这样子的情况之下，你就善受，就给它转成正思维，你心中就接受他这个形象，才有办法止恶。
If you do have the correct remembrance in your mind, comes out one after another. Any condition or situation you see by your eyes, even it is bad, you will kindly accept them. As a result of kindly acceptance, the kindly correct actions have created. I had mentioned what is called the correct thought and purpose. It can be described by only two words, kindly acceptance. Why it is important to have the kindly correct thought and purpose? Many times we endure in bad conditions of thought. It is as this example. You see a person, you come out of thinking, why does he own lots of gray hair at a young age? If we do have kindly thought, we will realize that it is an inherent. But most of time, we come out the bad thought and still lie him that he must have lots of vain hopes, and this person is great. At this time, we have no correct remembrance in mind. Also, we don't accept the situation kindly. If you do have the correct remembrance in mind, you will have different feeling to this person. How nice to own the gray hair. Once you have the correct remembrance in mind, you are able to accept all conditions or situations, even they are badly. From your deeply of mind, you accept it at all. Therefore, you are able to stop the evil thoughts and evil deeds.
我曾经呢，做过一个比喻。譬如说呢，前面来了一个人，那个人呢，大概啊有六七十岁了，是一个老女人呢。可是呢，她却穿了18岁的衣服，好像我们那里所说的少女装啊，那个洋装，然后又拿一个洋伞，又穿个高跟鞋。我们通常呢，我们心里就会想，哦，好像妖怪，哎。可是来到我们面前死了认识的怎么办？哦，你好漂亮哦！可是不会这么讲的人举手。 谁敢跟他讲你像妖怪？敢讲的人举手。你们谁会说这个女人是妖怪啊？
I gave an example before. There was an old age woman who walked to you. She was about almost 70 years old, but she just seemed herself as a teenager. Even she wore a girl's suit with an umbrella on hand. And once we saw her, we thought that she looked like a monster. Once she walked in front of you, you said, "Oh, you are pretty." Who won't say so? Who will tell her the truth? Raise your hands if you are going to say so. Are you going to tell her that she looks like a monster?
现在世间人都如此，不敢面对真实你所看到的。你心中明明起很讨厌姬浅这个人，可是你不敢说实话。那么现在我教你们善观姻缘。怎么样善观姻缘呢？当你看到这个，那明明是老女人嘛。我曾经一次哈，真的看到那个哦，从后面看啊，后面看哦，穿桃红色的，还拿了一把桃红色的伞，还穿了一个桃红色的靴啊，马靴。我从后面看的时候，我心里在想，哦，今天是这个女人是这里的公主，最漂亮的。那时候我们去看那个动物啊，海底动物表演。可是当表演完的时候，他一转身，我吓了一大跳，因为呢，他脸上的皱纹呢可以夹死苍蝇。我心里起的第一个念头是，哇，哪样？
People in this finite world are not able to face on the truth. Most of you are afraid to tell the truth. Now.I am teaching you a way. Kindly observe the affinity. How? By the way, one time I had even an experience when I went to a show. I saw an old woman who wore a suit of pink clothes, holding with a pinkUmbrella in her hands. I looked her from her backside. I thought that this woman might be prettier than any other woman in this party. After the show, once she turned his head face to me, I was shocked. The bad thoughts came out from my mind. How ugly she looked.Suddenly, I came out a different thinking. She must have a young heart today.
你是不是心中起机险的时候，在你眼睛看到，在这个时候起恶的境界？但是你心中应该要转起这个正法轮，要变成善观而善受。我们变成，哦，你今天的心很年轻哦，这样有没有虚伪？是不是没有虚伪了？是不是结善缘？是。所以很多时候我们会问别人，我对你这么好，为什么你会对我这样子？你会背地里讲我的是非，你会呢啊两舌，你会呢说种种呢啊就是对我伤害的话呢？因为绕一大圈回来你会很伤心的，每一个人看到自己的真面目你会很伤心的。在这个时候，我们应该要学习反问自己：我真实心待人吗？如果一个懂得人，一个人懂得反问自己：我真实心待人吗？不是心里起种种机嫌，哦，我口中说好话，你就能碰到好姻缘呢？不是，因为你心中所起的声音才是你的真面目，所以。善加护念我们自己本身的心意， 就等于转你的眼根，转你的眼视，成为大人行为之法。
From this point, we realize that the ones we have undergone with the back situations, you have to turn the back thoughts to become the correct observation kindly, and then you have to accept them kindly. Just as the example I was just mentioned, oh, you must be have a young heart today. Am I false? No. By the way, we also ask others, I treated you so nicely, but why do you gossip about me behind my back? And this time, you are to ask yourself, did I treat others honestly? And we have to introspect ourselves instead of raising others in front to others, but ridicule others in mind. If you do so, you won't able to have kindly beliefs with you, because the thought inside your mind is just your true face. Therefore, all of us have to protect our own thoughts at any time. At this time, we have on the road of enlightenment.
应该说呢，就是我们呢，这个色声香味触法尘。由内心来说呢，就是我们的眼耳鼻舌身意所对境的经过，你都呢必须从促进的过程反闻自心，所有的过程呢就叫做八大人觉经。
We have been told the Eight Enlightenment Sutra is about, on one hand, it is referred to the six qualities of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and idea. On the other hand, it is the process of condition through the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind.And you had to ask yourself, the process can be called the Eight Enlightenment Sutra.
所谓的大人呢，就解别小人或者是小儿。那么什么是小人呢？一个自私的人，只想到自己的人就是小人。小儿呢是无知。所以八大人觉得本意是让我们超越这种所谓小人或者是小儿的行为。至于小人小儿是面对境界，所以是与呢欲有关。那么八大人觉呢，最重要呢要以养身观我们心起念因，以及呢超越色界及无色界这样子的过程，
叫做八大人觉。The Chinese character 大人 means an adult or a person who has wisdom. It is different than the Chinese character of 小人 or 小儿, which means a villain or a kid. 小人 is also referred to the selfish person. 小儿is a person who is without wisdom. The main point of the Eight Enlightenment Sutra is teaching us to get rid of behavior of being villain or kid. This sutra told us to observe the origin of thought or desire, and it helped us to assess the real of form and form non-self. The process of cultivation is called the Eight Enlightenment.
这部经呢是后汉的时候 所谓的后汉呢，是我们中国啊战乱的时候，在五胡十六国。那个时候呢，有一个小国家叫后汉。后汉的沙门呢，安世高所翻译的。
This sutra was translated by a monk whose name was An Shi Gao. He was born in the later Han Dynasty.
这个安世高呢，尊者啊是安岐国的人。那么他本来是一个王子，后来呢让王位给他的叔父。那么出家修行呢，后来来到中国。这个呢是这个啊。从安岐国来的这个安世高尊者所翻译，而不是本身我们汉族的人所翻译。
The Venerable Master 安世高 was a prince of An Shi country. He gave up his throne to his uncle. He left home and came to China. And this sutra was translated by him.
那么我们接下来呢，来看这个经文。为佛弟子，如果呢你想要作为佛陀的真弟子，佛陀的真弟或是呢佛子，常于昼夜，你在白日叫昼，黑日叫夜，必须呢自诚恳切的心来诵念八大人觉。那么所谓的诵呢，是言语通达，由心涌起，你心中所涌起的念念相续，都是依着你的眼耳鼻舌身意的八识，启发这种大然的正觉。
Now let's take a look of the sutra. In so far, the Buddha's disciples.They should read day and night piously and earnestly the following eight precepts leading the follower of Buddhism to attain the state of enlightenment. What is the meaning of recite in this paragraph of sutra? It means that every thought comes out one after another from your mind.Has to depend on the eight consonants, such as eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, or mind, to enlighten the proper enlightenment.
所谓的自心，自心就是呢，你必须眼道、心道、口道、行道。道呢是到达的意思。也就是你眼睛看到世间的万物，就是境界。你的心到达，从心涌起智慧的光明之水。那么现在这个念，紧接着相续的念，相续的念叫诵念。你都必须呢，对这个境界有苦空无常无我的醒觉。
What is the meaning of piously and earnestly? It means that you have with the utmost sincerity of mind for any situations you have been undergoing. Everything you see by eyes, you must come out the brightness of wisdom from your nature mind. The thought comes out one afterand other from mind. You have to enlighten their true meaning, and everything is following by the lure of suffering, emptiness, impermanence, and no self.
什么是眼道呢？好像我们前面这尊佛像，我们眼睛看到这尊佛像的时候，我们必须醒觉，它现在是一个形象，让我们学习。那么很多人会认为说，哦，我们这个学佛的人是啊，崇拜偶像，其实是错误的。当我们眼睛看到这个佛像的时候，我们必须心到。什么心到呢？智慧心要到达， 你看到这个佛像，你马上就要知道，他今天成就这个相貌是众缘和合的，可能呢要一些弥撒啊，可能要一些种种的原料，可是呢，他成就这个形象，有他一定的寿命。那么寿命到的时候呢，他按住这个世间的因缘慢慢转换，就成就呢成住坏空的四个真实的因缘。所以呢，当你眼睛看到这个悟境的时候，就必须呢你的心，智慧的心也要到达这里去，启发这个觉的光明。
What is the meaning for seeing by eyes withPiously and earnestly of mind? It is just as when we have seen this image of Buddha by our six sense organ of eyes, we must enlighten and realize that the image of Buddha is a form for us to learn. At this time, you should with a wisdom heartYou have understand that this image of Buddha was made from several of materials, just as the soil and so on. But it will not last him forever. It must follow by the four steps, which are coming to being, then willing, decay, and emptiness. Therefore,We must with the wisdom mind for any situation we have seen by our eyes in order to enlighten our nature brightness of wisdom.
什么是耳道呢？譬如说我们的耳朵听到一个音声，这个时候我们的心也要到达这个音声之所去观察。我这个声音去向何处？声音来的地方有什么色貌？如是观察，你会发觉声音非色声香味触法，只是一阵风跟我们的耳膜相互摩擦，产生回转的作用。这个时候，我们也必须理解。因为心智慧心道满的关系呢，我们会知道原来声音呢是尘，不是真实的境界。如是呢，善用一切色声香味触法的尘，却不迷于这个境界的现象，叫做耳道心道。
Moreover, what is the meaning for hearing by ears?With piously and earnestly of mind. It is just as when we hear the sound by the ears, we must also use our mind to observe where does the sound come from? What does the sound look like? As the result, you will realize that even the sound has we all the six qualities of sight,Sound, smell, taste, touch, and idea. The sound was producing by the fiction of ears. We have used our wisdom mind. Therefore, at this time, we realize that even the sound we have heard is not real, just as tiny dust. If we are able to enlighten,The origin of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and idea, and do not be confused by name. It is the true meaning for seeing or hearing with piously and earnestly of mind.
现在我问你们一个问题：当烦恼起的时候，应该是什么道？你必定是眼睛看到，耳朵听到，身处境，三个道的心才会起烦恼，对不对？这个时候不是用心，是用什么？无明。那这个时候就没有八大人觉。
Now, let me ask you a question. What caused you the worries? You feel worries. First of all, you had to see and hear the situation, and then you were seen into the situation, and then the worries come from the mind. This time, you have without the eight enlightenment. You are no using the wisdom mind. You are full with the ignorance.
那么讲到这里呢，我们就知道，所谓的烦恼，事实上是自找的。下次我教你们解决烦恼的方法，要不要啊？
啊？要。
我告诉你们，这个很重要的。你如果是听到声音起烦恼，先往回看，你听到的是什么声音？如果是某一个人给你的声音，你去找他，请你再讲一次。听一次够不够？不够，再讲一次，再讲一次，再讲一次，让他使你起烦恼的那一个声音，你就一直听，一直听，听到最后，你去问为什么这个会让你起烦恼？好像我骂你神经病，我骂你神经病啊，你不是起烦恼吗？你自己才神经病啊，谁神经病？你来找我，叫我再讲你一次，神经病，神经病，神经病。看到这个是谁神经病？是我自己神经病，不是你神经病。
From this point of view, we realize that actually you personally ask for the warriors. Do you wish to know the way for getting rid of the warriors? If you feel warriors because of the thought you have heard from someone else at this time, you had to look forward to ask yourself what had make you feel worried. If the worries were created by someone speaking about you, you should go ask them to speak to you again personally, to speak the words out again and again, listening the same speaking again and again until you are able to ask yourself that why does it cause me being worried?It is like I say to you, you are crazy. And you come to me to ask me to speak it again to you. You are crazy. You are crazy. You are crazy.
好像你的眼睛看到别人在看你，是在瞪你。你像现在我在瞪你，你来找我，你直接找我。你叫我在瞪你，瞪到最后看谁瞪谁。其实呢，你会发觉，能够让你感受那个烦恼的，你追寻它的前因，追到最后，你会发觉很无聊，没有意义。所以我们怎么样子来停止我们的烦恼？你看到最后会发觉，原来是你自己自找麻烦。你为什么要去受那个境？
This is another example. You see that someone is growing at you, and you can come to that person and ask that person to grow at you. As the result, you will find out that there has no reason at all making you in trouble. Everything is no meaningful for it.And how do we stop the worries? Why do we accept the situation or condition that others gave to you? You personally ask for the worries.
很多时候，我们呢疑心生暗鬼。为什么说我们疑心生暗鬼？可能我们刚刚走过这个地方，那里有两个人在讲话。那我们刚好走到他们两个人话刚好讲了，你就不讲话了，那我就想，这两个一定在讲我的坏话，为什么我刚到的时候他们就不讲了？是不是疑心生暗鬼？要不然呢，可能刚刚好人家动起眼嘛，眼睛痒嘛，这样子 不好，走过去就看到人家眼睛在瞪你，啊，你就说这个人讨厌你，或是这个人在生气，你吃饱了太闲。我发觉现在很多世间人真的都吃饱了太闲，不是对你说的话不用说，因为境界不对。不是呢，你所处的境界不要传，为什么呢？因为是非满天飞。你如是呢，深刻去观察，你会发觉这些所有的语言飞得漫天漫地的这些无意义的言辞，会增长继续冒很多是非纠缠的不善因缘，应该要让它停息跟沉淀。从哪里停起？你心愿停，一切皆停；你心不愿意停，一切皆不能停，会继续冒出来。所以最重要能止的地方是你的智慧心。
People always fall with the thoughts in mind. Why do I say so? It is that there are two people who are chatting, and they just had finished their talking while you are passing by. You then might come out the thought, they must be chatting about me. Why did they stop talking while I would just come to them? If the thoughts created from your mind, moreover,don't accept the words of speaking if they were not speaking to you personally, and it is not your business. And don't spread slanderous rumors, and you will find out that all rumors are not meaningful. You must stop it by your own, and you must stop and cut off those rumors from your wisdom mind.
所以呢，要解除烦恼的呢，第一要件就是呢，要回到这个烦恼起的因。如果你能回到烦恼起的因，你会发觉烦恼根本是不存在的。好像呢，很多时候啊，我们随喜主持大德，那些主持大德啊，根本呢不会随着烦恼而跑。他们不管修什么法门呢，都很容易成就。像以前有一个祖师啊，有一位祖师大德，专门是抄经，一个字一个字抄，抄的是《妙法莲花经》，抄到最后呢，那个毛笔的笔端涌出色力，无量的色力，还会发光。那么更有那个祖师呢？专诵《法华经》，诵到最后呢，那个众生要去礼敬他的时候，就看到普贤菩萨骑六摇白象在空中合掌在听他诵经。这个还是大部经呢，还更有一个呢，一个比丘诵的是《普门品》，当他开始诵炉香乍热的时候呢，虚空就涌出五层云。十方诸佛菩萨合掌恭敬听他诵普门品，他光诵普门品都诵到成佛。那我们现在为什么不能成就？因为吃饱了太闲，讲太多闲话是非，攀缘心太强，一天到晚攀缘东攀缘西，就浪费放逸了你们自己真如的本性。
Therefore,You have to find out the reason for making you inquiries. This is the first important key to stop your worries. And you will find out that actually there was no worries at all. Just as many of the noble masters, they weren't affected by the worries. No matter what Dharma door they are cultivating,it is easier for them to be successful. There were so many examples. There was ever a venerable master who had tried to copy down the wonderful Dharma Lotus Flower Sutra word by word. And finally, even the tip of writing brush had worn up the Buddha relish. And there was ever a venerable master who recited the Lotus Dharma Flower Sutra, Even the worship Bodhisattva appeared on the sky, holding his paws to listen to him reading the sutra. Even there was a man who used to recite the universal door of Guanyin Bodhisattva sutra. When he just started to read the first verse of the sutra, there were colorful clouds warm up on the sky, and all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas come from the 10 directions of the world, listening him to recite the universal door of Guanyin Bodhisattva. Why the present beings have had hard time to reach the enlightenment? Because we wasted our time to chop with others. We even get rid of our nature Buddha mind.
好像呢，以前也有一个比丘，他不认识书，但是呢，他也出家了。他想呢，佛陀一定不会舍弃他，所以他就啊专修绕佛塔。他每绕佛塔的时候，都用他的右手去摸着佛塔，然后就这么自惭发愿，愿我的手像佛的手这么慈悲，具足大药王之力，令众生离苦。每天吃饱饭就去绕塔，人家在睡觉，他有时间他仍然去绕塔。就这样3年，他这只手能够放光，摸到一切众生呢，一切众生的病苦皆悉离去。这个呢，都是自心受念八大人觉得重要。
Moreover, there was a man who was totally illiterate. He was practicing a special Dhamma door. He used to go round the Buddha stupa, and he even used his hands to touch the Buddha stupa while he went round. He made the vow with utmost sincerity of mind. He vowed that he was able to own the special power to cure others' illness by the hands, just of the Buddha's compassion. He kept going round the Buddha's stupa. 3 years later, he was able to cure others' illness when people touch his hands. This is why do I say that it is so important to recite the eight enlightenment of Buddha with piously and earnestly of mind.
所以呢，其实佛陀要我们醒觉，在醒觉的过程，也教导我们无量无边的道路。只是我们呢，通常啊，都不愿意去实践，那么才在那边抱怨我什么都没学到，空费光阴。我想呢，今天我们要讲这个八大人觉经真正的含义，是要让我们真正去实践这个法。
The Buddha teach us to be enlightened. He also gave us mountainous Dhamma door to reach the enlightenment. But we usually do not practice it. Even we wasted our time and complained to others for not teaching us. In a word, the main point for lecturing the eight enlightenment sutra is teaching us that we have to practice this Dhamma.
知大不惑，普因无我，生灭灭地，虚为无主，心是恶缘，行为罪首，如是观察戒律生死。
The first enlightenment, everything in this world is impermanent. The land is dangerous and fragile. The four elements which all things are made of earth,water, fire, and wind cause suffering and does not exist independently or unconditionally. the five substance of a living being do not make up a real self. Formation, extinction, change, and decay are illusory and uncontrollable. The mind is the root of evil, the body the cause of all affections. Observing all phenomena from this point of view, one will gradually escape from the sufferings of birth and death.
首先呢，我们要知道，所谓的第一，应该要觉悟的是体觉。什么是体觉呢？体觉就是本体。这个本体呢，就是我们真正圆满净觉的心体。那么悟什么呢？悟净。悟净从何处悟呢？我们知道这个悟字是一个心，悟念五个口，哪五个口呢？就是我们的眼、耳、鼻、舌、身。由我们心觉呢这五个口，然后呢从这个所有一些境界当中呢去醒悟。醒悟什么呢？醒悟你的眼、耳、鼻、舌、身触到的色、声、香、味、触、法，这些一切的境界全部都会归于无常。
First of all, we must enlighten that the nature mind of all living beings is perfect. Our six sense organs of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind are just as the communicable tool to contact with others in this internal world by the expressions of the six qualities, which are sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and idea, that we might receive from others. We must realize that all things is impermanent.
中间一个日，打开门的时候，中间必须有日光常照，就是光明。那么，如果你开这个门，常有日光常照，所产生的相续的念头，以及念头欲尽长短的时间叫事。事呢，分为过去、现在及未来。界呢是上下方所，不管是过去、现在、未来，或者是上下方所，最后所有的因缘都会归于无常。
The Chinese character 世间 is called finite world in English. 世means world or time, which include the present, past, and future. Jian is also referred to the Chinese word of Jie. Jian combined with two Chinese characters. One is door, and other is sun. It means space and position, which including the above and below. One part of Chinese characters, Jian, is door, referred to the doors of the six sense organ. Once we open our door of the six sense organs, contact with internal world, we have to that only the kindly conditions they will in our minds, just as the brightness of sun. Conclusion, no matter what, all things is telling us the truth of impermanence.
那么打开什么门呢？就是打开你的眼睛。 你的眼睛有没有关门？有啊，这个肉门，对不对？你的耳朵有没有关门？有啊，那个薄膜，没有那个薄膜，你根本就听不到声音。你的舌头有没有门？你的鼻子有没有门？鼻子是用鼻毛做你的门，舌头呢是最糟糕的。我曾经讲过，在我们的眼耳鼻舌身当中，这个舌头可以运转十方的法，但是呢可以转十方的法成恶法，所以呢舌头要有两层门来关，因为它能进出。第一层门是什么？牙齿。第二层门是这个厚厚的肉门。那么就是告诉我们，手口呢就是手的轮。如果呢我们在开这些门的同时，从你心中所涌出的就必须如日光的光明。
Even our six sense organs of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body are all have the doors. We always open the doors of our six sense organs to accept the conditions of internal world. It is just as the six sense organs of tongue, which has content with two doors. One is the teeth, and other is the lip.For this point, we have to remind ourselves that every single word we speak, that must be the truth as the brightness of sun.
那么当我们呢知道说我们的眼睛打开，看到呢世界的这个花花草草，这个时候就是打开我们眼睛的门。为什么要有日间的光明呢？就必须从心中涌出。虽然是如此，但是呢，在尚未打开眼睛的时候，以及我的口尚未打开，还没有出音声的时候，这个时候世间呢是如何？未曾起念，对不对？在你的眼睛尚未打开，你的口尚未出声音出来的时候，这个世间叫做什么？不动嘛，是不是未曾起念？当你的眼睛打开，是看到诸色，在这个时候，你眼睛在闭起来，所放入你所谓的意识当中的只剩下什么？色相，叫做色尘。可是呢，当你的声音现在出来，跟你关闭你的嘴巴的时候，剩下的是声音入你的耳朵，但是没有种种的延续生命的相貌，相貌对不对？那个叫生尘。所以这些不管色尘也好，生尘也好，终归无常。
We have to remind ourselves.That every situation of internal world we have seen by our eyes, even it is bad, we have to turn it to the right side from our deeply of mind. Moreover, all situation of internal world have not exit before we open our door of eyes. It even has nor change either move.Before we speak the words, all conditions of internal world come into view are only a shadow which is called the dust, and it is the cause of all impurity. Even the dust of sound is all followed by this rule. It has no image and form at all, no matter what.They are following the truth of impermanence